everyone. Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. This episode touches on a topic very close to my heart, a reminder that we always have a choice. Let's take a look at the architecture of agency and how important it is to self-determination, mental health, and our sense of achievement. We often speak of life as something that happens to us. We talk about being stuck in a job, trapped by our circumstances, or forced into a particular path by the expectations of others. It's a comforting narrative because it absolves us of responsibility. If we have no choice, we cannot be blamed for our unhappiness. But the most uncomfortable, liberating, and transformative truth you will ever encounter is this: you always have a choice. Choice is not always about having a buffet of easy options. It is not always about picking between two things you love. Often, choice is found in the narrow, grueling space between a stimulus and your response. Even when you cannot control the wind, you choose how to set your sails. Even when you cannot control the ending, you choose how you behave in the final chapter. Let's take a look at the power of the internal pivot. Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, famously noted that the one thing that cannot be taken from a human being is the last of the human freedoms: to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. If a man in the direst conditions imaginable could find a choice in how he perceived his suffering, then we, in our daily lives, have an abundance of power we are simply failing to use. The choice of perspective is yours. You can see a setback as a wall, or you can see it as a curriculum. The choice of effort. You can choose to give 50 prits because you're tired, or you can choose to give 100% of the 40% you have left. The choice of voice. You can choose to echo the critics, or you can choose to be the one voice that offers yourself grace. Next, we have the illusion of no option. When we say, "I have no choice," what we usually mean is, "I don't like the consequences of the other options." If you stay in a situation that drains your soul, you are choosing safety over growth. If you leave, you are choosing uncertainty over stagnation. Both are choices. Once you stop saying, "I have to," and start saying, "I am choosing to," the heavy chains of victimhood begin to turn into the empowering tools of an architect. You realize that you aren't a passenger in your life. You are the driver, even if the road is currently unpaved and uphill. The doors we open and close each day decide the lives we live. It's time to reclaim your map. Reclaiming your power starts with small, daily assertions of agency and those small tasks, or DMO, that add up to big results. It's choosing to hydrate when you'd rather wallow. It's choosing to speak up in a meeting when your heart is racing. It's choosing to believe, despite all evidence to the contrary, that your current situation is a chapter, not the whole book. The weight of choice can be heavy because it implies responsibility. But that weight is exactly what grounds you. It means that if you chose your way into this moment, you have the inherent power to choose your way out or to choose a better way through. Stop waiting for a hero, a sign, or a perfect set of circumstances. Look at your hands. Look at your mind. You are the decision maker. The path forward isn't found. It is chosen. Understanding your why is a great place to start or even reset. Use the powerful resources offered in the DBM Academy Wealth Building Series to help you. Find out more in the show notes. Also, as a bonus, the Mindset Basics course is this month's free course for our income subscribers. See you there and see you next time.